More than 100 volunteers fanned out across City Park over the weekend for something called BioBlitz. It was an effort to document all the plants and critters that call the park home. The goal, as WWNO's Travis Lux reports, was to help the park plan for the future.
Sean Augustine may be 8 years old, but he knows how to prepare for a day in the woods. He's got a big hat, multi-pocketed cargo pants, and boots. He's also got a raincoat on hand because he doesn't want anything to get in the way of the day's mission.
And I hope everyone else brought a raincoat, so if it rains, we don't have to stop the census.
The census is the mission today. City Park wants to build a master list of everything living here. Plants, animals, insects. Augustine is just one of the volunteers who showed up early in the morning to comb the woods.
I'm hoping to find empty golden apple snails.
They break into groups, one each for birds, reptiles, plants, and insects. Augustine and his mom end up in the amphibian group, toads and frogs, and they make their way into the forest. They find their first specimen near a shallow pond just off the main trail. It's a toad.
Good spot. A nice little guy.
Yeah.
Dr. Jennifer Lamb is a biologist at Southeastern Louisiana University. She crouches down to pick it up. It's dark brown and not much bigger than a quarter. She gently pins its back legs between her pointer finger and her thumb. She shows Augustine how to do it.
So just hold his little back leg. And you're not too hard. Gentle. Like you're holding a soft berry. There you go. Just like that.
Lamb says it's a coastal plains toad, and a volunteer jots that down on the clipboard. First one on the list.
Having a list like this allows us to look at the kinds of plants and animals that are here and how we enhance the habitat to attract those animals.
Bob Thomas organized the BioBlitz. He's the director of Loyola University's Center for Environmental Communication and a City Park board member. He says they want the park to be diverse, lots of plants and animals and insects, and knowing what's out here now will help them figure out how to increase biodiversity in the future. City Park is a public-private partnership. The land is owned by the city, but it's run by a private board. So it doesn't get any money from the city, and it has to serve lots of different people to raise that money.
This is a city park, and every decision that this board makes is always based on what's best long range for the park and presents the best park activities for humans.
Park officials say they care about biodiversity, but they have to balance that with the needs of golfers, soccer players, and birdwatchers alike. This BioBlitz will help them decide how to balance those things. For example, maybe there's a way to increase coastal plains toad habitat on the golf course without damaging the course. Right now, they're trying to figure out what to do with an old part of the course. They could build a marsh, they could plant some trees or wildflowers, depending on what species they want to help.
Right. You know how to flip it? Perfect, all right.
Back on the trail, the precocious Augustine dips a net, which is just a little taller than he is, into a pond. He's fishing for tadpoles. Dr. Lamb combs through the muck. No tadpoles, but...
I see some snails. You got an apple snail?
Cool. Didn't you say you wanted to see an apple snail?
Yes.
Augustine found what he wanted. But this budding scientist makes a crucial observation.
I'm pretty sure that was a shell, not the actual apple snail.
Well, snail or no snail, by the end of the trip, Augustine says he's happy with the progress the amphibian team made. All in all, they identified 4 different species.
So that's a good thing. I learned a lot.
Yeah, what'd you learn? Can you tell me some of the things?
So,
you took away?
I figured out that most toads are mildly toxic to humans, and that with the coastal plains toad, you can figure out at this time of year if it's a boy or a girl, because the girls just have white throats, but the boys have yellow throats.
He's not one to dwell on his success, though. He's already thinking about what's next.
And right now I'm going to go find some things that don't have bones in them.
And with that, Augustine runs to continue the blitz, this time with the insect group. For WWNO, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Koi Phu Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, and local listeners.